Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School.
Hello from Hello English por Radio Universidad Salamanca. Thank you for coming. So today, our show features the best Netflix series to learn English. Yay! Are you looking for fun and entertaining ways to improve your English skills? Check out the best series on Netflix, Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. During the show, we will list some of the most popular series on Netflix that will best help you improve your understanding of the language and expand your vocabulary. Do you want to discover the best Netflix series to learn English? Question number one is why learn English with Netflix series? Learning English with Netflix series is an effective way to improve your English skills. By watching series in English, you can expose yourself to a variety of accents while also seeing a variety of situations and contexts that can help you better understand the language. A very good point in favor of this way of improving is that it is entertaining, and therefore you'll be motivated to keep practicing and learning. In addition, on Netflix, the series usually have subtitles in English. Always in English, not in Spanish. And this will help you to follow the dialogue and improve your understanding. Now, best Netflix series to practice. Ta-da! Number one, The Great British Bake Off. The Great British Bake Off. A very good series to start with, as it focuses mainly on British English. This is a TV show that deals with baking and has 11 seasons. 11 seasons and episodes of 60 minutes each, dedicated to show creativity and baking skills. This cooking show differs from others because of its relaxed atmosphere, British accents, and mutual support among the participants, which makes it an excellent option to learn English in a relaxed and stress-free way. So, Great British Bake Off, it's there for you. Number two on this Super Hello English Radio Universidad Salamanca list for the best series on Netflix to practice English. So number one was The Great British Bake Off. Number two, ta-da, The Crown. This is a British series that follows the life of Elizabeth II and begins in 1947, 6 years before her coronation. The accent of this is British English. That makes it ideal for beginners. It will have 6 seasons of 10 episodes. And we're currently on the 5th season, right? If you want to focus on learning British English in a more formal environment, this option is super successful. Yay! So number one, The Great British Bake Off. Number two, The Crown. Number three on this Hello English Radio Universidad Salamanca, Suits. Suits This is series that could be classified in the legal drama genre, and it is set in New York City. It has 9 seasons and episodes about 40 minutes long. The plot revolves around a former student who manages to escape from his arrest in an operation against drug trafficking. This is perfect for learning and developing business English vocabulary and expressions. We totally recommend it. Yay! So we have three: The Great British Bake Off, The Crown, and Suits. And we're gonna recommend some more for different tastes, different abilities, and naturally, according to your liking, right? Then, another series that we recommend is definitely The Good Fight. The Good Fight, number 4 on our list, is a spin-off to The Good Wife. And it is another one in the American traditions of shows based on lawyers and courtrooms. The show is very helpful to learn business English in addition to being entertaining. We also have Stranger Things, number 5 on this super list. Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. Stranger Things is the perfect program for sci-fi fans. It's a horror comedy set in the 80s, centered on a group of friends and a mysterious girl who enters their lives. Her arrival leads to a number of supernatural events. The show's soundtrack is loaded with 80s hit songs and some American slang from that time, much of which is still around and is frequent in novels and TV shows, right? So, Stranger Things is another option. We also have Ozark is our number 7, is a classic criminal story and revolves around a financial planner from Chicago who is forced to flee to the Ozarks, a rural vacation area in the middle of the United States, after his criminal clients discover he has been stealing for them. The dialogue is easy to follow, right? And another one that we recommend in the super list, and this is number 8, is Black Mirror. Black Mirror is a science fiction series of standalone stories. Most are set in the futuristic UK. Some of the episodes can be quite dark. Yes. It features a number of accents and a decent amount of slang and regional expressions, right? So that is another option. We have also Orange is the New Black, and this is our number 8. Orange is the New Black centers around Piper, an upper middle class suburbanite who ends up in prison after committing a misdemeanor. The prison is filled with felons from different cultures, ethnicities, educational levels, and characters. Each episode is filled with American slang in addition to a compelling storyline. And then number 9 is 13 Reasons Why. 13 Reasons Why. This show deals with the issue of teenage suicide. So it's true that it's a gloomy storyline, This is one of the most popular Netflix series. The use of current English makes it a very valuable learning tool. And the last one on this super list of top 10 Netflix series, Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca, is The Last Kingdom. The Last Kingdom takes place in the 9th century and tells the story of the Kingdom of Wessex fighting to ward off the attacks of the Viking Danes who have attacked the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms. So the series offers a lot of action and has experienced a steady increase in the blood and guts budget over its lifetime. The series is also very rich in the plot and in the stories, so it's one that they definitely recommend. All in all, final tips to learn with Netflix: choose a title that meets your current English ability. When watching, pay full attention to the program, right? No multitasking. Choose a series that you think you will enjoy. The more engaged, the more you will learn. And do not watch it dubbed, only original version with English subtitles. We hope you enjoy watching Netflix a lot with these suggestions at Hello English por Radio Universidad Salamanca. Thank you.
Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School.